Close your eyes. Find yourself in a safe place. Maybe one that you created in your mind when you were a child. This can be a familiar place. A place you have seen in a film, or a place you've never been to before. Everything you need is here. Now bring your attention to my voice. Sink into your seat. Breathe deeply. Relax. Close your eyes and imagine that the streets of your city are patrolled by hundreds of men with guns. Not soldiers. Men. Imagine that your neighbors are being killed right in front of your eyes. Imagine all lines of communication are broken, and you don't know where your relatives are. Imagine banks and schools being closed. Imagine that the food is getting less and less every day. Imagine that there are no hospitals. Imagine that your relatives have died, and you not knowing about it for weeks. As I grew a little older, I wanted to be a librarian. My grandfather was the one who played library with me. Grandma preferred to peel potatoes or make pasta. "Hello, I would like to borrow ashes and diamonds," my grandfather might say. "Oh, I am sorry, sir," I would reply with real regret. "It has not been returned yet." "Well then, do you have anything else on World War II that I haven't read yet?" My grandfather could hardly say the words, but he knew that this script pleased me the most. My father would help with my book collection by bringing me blank index cards from his army library. I made a card for every book about the war we had at home.